CSRD. Ännu en förkortning som väcker känslor hos företagare. Men lugn, våra rådgivare här på PWC har koll på det som din verksamhet berörs av. Från hållbarhetslösningar och nya regelverk till affärsutveckling och ansvarsfulla AI-strategier. Välkommen till PWC.
Ja?
Hallå? Pizzeria Grandiosa? Jag vill ha en Grandiosa capriciosa och en pepperoni.
Haha, något mer?
En kaffefilter.
Ja, okej, ses samma.
Grandiosa, hela Sveriges hempizza. Den med mycket på.
Upptäck hyllade Xpeng G9 och P7 hos Bilia. Våra produktspecialister hjälper dig att hitta rätt modell för just dig. Boka din provkörning på bilia.se/xpeng redan idag. Välkommen till Bilia, din specialist på Xpeng.
Hi, this is Megan.
Det här är Megan Long. Hon och Elizabeth Holmes lärde känna varandra 1995 när de började i sjätte klass tillsammans på privatskolan St. John's i Houston. En skola för de mest välbärgade familjerna i Texas.
I mean, oh my god, did you hear about Elizabeth? Oh my god, her company is dissolving. Oh my gosh, she's facing criminal charges. Oh my god, I feel so bad for Elizabeth.
Nu har Megan Long hört talas om Elizabeths fall från techtoppen och hon berättar om hur nyheten spritt sig som en löpeld i det lilla samhälle som de båda en gång var en del av.
I mean, the community followed Elizabeth's story just like everyone else followed Elizabeth's story, but a lot close because we knew her, and the shock and sadness of watching it all play out has just been, you know, just been huge for the community.
Megan Long berättar att den mediala bilden av Elizabeth Holmes som målats upp de senaste åren skiljer sig från hennes erfarenheter. Megan Long minns den vänliga, intressanta och underhållande Elizabeth som hon lärde känna under uppväxten. Och det är särskilt ett minne som sticker ut.
Back in sixth grade we were both on the track team. I was a sprinter, Elizabeth did the 600 or the 800 or 1600, one of those long races. And the thing that I remember the most is typically when you run a race, right? The thing that you're going to remember is the person who gets first place. You generally don't remember second place or third place, and you're definitely not going to remember who came in last place.
Och det är det här som är grejen. Än idag har Megan Long en klar minnesbild av vem det är som kommer sist över mållinjen.
The reason that always stood out to me is because everyone would finish the race and then all of a sudden you'd hear the announcer say, don't cross the track. There's still a runner on the track. That runner was Elizabeth.
Det här händer gång på gång. Elizabeth går alltid i mål sist av alla. Men det spelar ingen roll, för Elizabeth Holmes är inte typen som ger upp.
But sure enough, she was not deterred by people laughing or, you know, people crossing the field. She was going to run that race and finish it, and she was determined to do it no matter what anybody said.
Det här är Uppgång och fall, The Dropout, berättelsen om Elizabeth Holmes och Theranos. Serien är en samproduktion mellan ABC Radio, Nightline och oss på Just Stories. Originalintervjuerna är de flesta fall gjorda av den amerikanska journalisten Rebecca Jarvis. Och ni kommer höra henne ställa en del frågor i avsnitten. Glöm inte att prenumerera på Uppgång och fall i din poddspelare för att inte missa när nya avsnitt släpps. Jag heter Josefin Patsauer. Sjätte och sista delen. Sist över mållinjen. Rebecca Jarvis pratar i telefon med Elizabeth Holmes barndomsvän Megan Long. Megan har lyssnat på den första delen av The Dropout och hör nu av sig för att ge sin bild av Elizabeth.
We've heard from people, former employees, who say she was a bully, that she was truly a mean person to them. Can you imagine that?
No. I honestly, like when I heard that, I was like, oh my gosh, like this is like night and day that I knew Elizabeth, because this is not the Elizabeth that I knew growing up.
Megan Long målar upp en bild av hur Elizabeth, i en skola fylld till bredden av extremt ambitiösa elever, alltid verkade ha ett tydligt mål i sikte. Hon bar runt på buntar med papper och Megan fick intrycket av att Elizabeth jobbar på något stort.
She was always very disconnected from the larger group of girls or just kind of in her own world. Elizabeth was either, you know, working on her dissertation or maybe she was learning her Mandarin, but she was always, you know, very intently pursuing something else.
Men några nära vänner verkar Elizabeth inte ha i skolan.
She kind of just faded out with, like, you know, the social aspect in high school. So I don't know who her friends were at that point. And I didn't see her really with anybody. Big events like school dances, because we'd have probably in high school anywhere from 3 dances a year. And she would never come to those. At lunch, she wasn't, you know, engaged to sit down at the tables and mingle with people. We had a room that was just dedicated to seniors, and everybody would just kind of talk to everybody because it was like a free period. Elizabeth was never there, like socializing and engaging and celebrating that you've made it this far, you're a senior, you get to graduate.
Och så är det där med hennes karaktäristiska röst.
So it was very nasally, and it would vacillate with high and low. So when she would talk to you, it would go up and down, like, hi, Megan, you know, so it wasn't a very clear pitch as to whether it was distinctly high or distinctly low. So when I see, you know, when I've seen videos of her and her voice was really low, I was like, wow, like her voice got really deep.
En sak som Elizabeth kan få för sig att skryta om i skolan, säger Megan Long, var hennes släktband till en viss skådespelare.
She name dropped Lorenzo Lamas, was her step uncle, because her grandfather married from his mother, who was a Hollywood actress.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah.
From Grease? Grease
Lightning. Yes.
Lorenzo Lamas spelar sportnörden Tom i Grease. Han som Sandy dejtade ett tag och som Danny gör narr av.
Well, that's why I'm so glad that Tom's such a simple person.
Simple is right. Too bad his brains are in his biceps.
He was also on a TV show on USA called Renegade.
I skolan framstod Elizabeth som en tyst ensamvarg med en skojig sida, men alltid självständig. Megan Long känner inte alls igen sin barndomsvän i den kvinna som Elizabeth verkar vara idag.
It's a very big shock to the St. John's community and big sadness in our hearts that this is how it all played out. She may have been smart enough to conceal a lot of these tendencies in high school that I didn't see. Or that her parents didn't see or the school didn't see. It just doesn't add up.
Elizabeth Holmes verkar ha genomgått en dramatisk förändring. Rebecca Jarvis vänder sig till psykolog Jonathan Fader för att söka svar på hur en sån kursändring är möjlig.
She was described to us as someone who is nice and ethical. Does life and life experience potentially change our wirings? Does it change who we are?
This is a million-dollar question, really. And, you know, I can't speak to any particular person without meeting them, but what I can say is that most people think that it's really a combination of our wiring and then what we're exposed to.
Psykolog Jonathan Fader säger att när vi hamnar i stressiga situationer kan det hända att vi inte riktigt agerar som oss själva.
It's not impossible that, in my mind, any of us, when exposed to certain situations, could make poor choices.
Men han säger också att vi för det mesta är de vi är.
I'd say it's unlikely that someone who doesn't have the wiring to do it at all would make those poor choices, but I'm sure it is possible.
Och när det kommer till ledare så kan samma egenskaper som gör dem till framgångsrika chefer också göra dem mer benägna att gå över gränsen.
They tend to be in some way somewhat narcissistic. An excellent leader is someone who's able to really have a high level of self-confidence. You know, there is a very thin line between self-confidence and arrogance. But it's a fine line. And it's a fine line for being able to ignore things that are important to other people, like feelings or consequences, and doing it so much that you're putting yourself or other people at risk.
Does success at a young age change how people are as leaders?
I think that success generally breeds confidence. Sometimes, though, what I find is that, you know, if someone has a tremendous amount of success, they don't proceed in a natural progression through developing the other leader skills that they would need, like empathy, social skills, motivation, the ability to be self-aware and self-regulate. Whereas if someone experiences more gradual success, they have more time to develop alongside with their career trajectory these other social skills and self-awareness that can protect them against really complicated and potentially dangerous decision-making.
Barndomsvännen Megan Long har fortfarande svårt att ta in allt som har hänt. Särskilt svårt är det när hon tänker på vad som möjligen kan vänta Elizabeth. Elizabeth riskerar att dömas till upp till 20 års fängelse.
Can you imagine her in prison?
Can I imagine Elizabeth? I can't imagine anybody that I know in prison. So I can't imagine Elizabeth in prison. I hope and pray to God that everything happens the way that it's supposed to. And I can only say that, you know, sometimes people have to learn lessons in life, and it's hard if those lessons are really difficult, like prison. Martha Stewart's been to prison. Jared Kushner's father's been to prison. There are a lot of people who go to prison. I mean, there are people who go to prison every day who don't even commit crimes. So it's, I think life is what you make of it. And this is how her cards have been dealt. And I wish her the best, and I hope that it all works out.
Preet Bharara är tidigare chefsåklagare i New Yorks södra distrikt. En av landets mäktigaste åklagarmyndigheter. Han har lett flera uppmärksammade fall som handlat om ekonomisk brottslighet. Och han har satt sig in i åtalet mot Elizabeth Holmes och säger att det finns en del saker som talar till Elizabeths nackdel.
I think the proof seems overwhelming, and I think she will be convicted, and I think her best bet is to plead, given what I know about the case and how she might be perceived by the jury, but just to give it, put my defense hat on for a second.
Samtidigt så finns det annat som talar till hennes fördel, menar Preet Bharara.
She actually, I think, might be able to show that she ultimately was trying to make things right. She actually had this ambition of creating this device that would have all these wondrous abilities, right? So at the end of the day, she wanted to create this thing, and she was devoted to it. And along the way, it looks like she lied in order to get past the hurdle until she could fix it. But unlike some other fraudsters that my office prosecuted, like Bernie Madoff, for example, Bernie Madoff was a fraud through and through.
Bernie Madoff, gärningsmannen bakom ett av världshistoriens största pyramidspel. Han som lurade tusentals människor på sammanlagt 65 miljarder dollar.
The perpetrator of a $65 billion Ponzi scheme that ruined thousands of lives.
And there was never a thought in his head that later I'll make some money back another way and I'll pay everyone back. It was a true Ponzi scheme. I'm not saying that carries the day for her at all, but you know, she's in a slightly different circumstance than some other people against whom a strong case can be made.
Preet Bharara anser att Elizabeth Holmes och Sunny Balwani har olika utgångsläge inför sina respektive rättegångar. Det är trots allt Elizabeth som varit hjärnan bakom företaget Theranos.
You know, my guess is that Sunny is in a better position. Because the defense in all these kinds of cases, right, is that there was a mastermind, and the mastermind, especially in a circumstance where all the evidence is going to be that she lied to everybody, this was the defense of a lot of people that we charged outside of Bernard Madoff. There were other people who were accomplices who were a little bit more difficult to prosecute. And I think Sunny is probably in a similar position, although he's probably more entwined based on the romantic relationship. He can't do the same as some other people and say, I had arm's length distance and I did my 9-to-5 job and then went home every day. They were probably talking about everything all the time. So he has that shortcoming in his defense.
Men även fast det finns en möjlighet för Sunny att skylla på Elizabeth för att rädda sitt eget skinn, så är det inte troligt att han gör det. För som Sunnys advokat Jeff Coopersmith berättade i förra avsnittet, så anser inte Sunny att han har blivit lurad av Elizabeth.
No, that's not what is going on here. Mr. Balwani believed in Elizabeth Holmes and her vision for the company. He tried to execute that plan with her to make it a success. But he's not saying that he was duped.
Men Preet Bharara tror att Sunny kanske inte kommer hålla fast vid den inställningen så länge till.
Even though right now Sunny and Elizabeth Holmes seem to be in sync with each other, that can change. And this is a feature of prosecution that is as commonplace as a judge's gavel. People flip. And you know what kinds of people sometimes flip? Former boyfriends and girlfriends.
Och enligt Preet Bharara så finns det mer som talar emot Elizabeth.
I mean, here's the other problem with all of this stuff and why it's problematic based on what I've seen. There are sometimes cases you bring against the CEO of a company, and it's a CEO who can claim that he or she was somewhat disengaged. You know, I wasn't that involved with it. I had managers, I delegated.
Även om Elizabeth i tidigare förhör hävdat att hon inte visste eller inte kände till vad som hände på företaget. Så var hon, precis som Preet Bharara säger, djupt involverad och den som aktivt värvade investerare och styrelseledamöter till företaget.
From everything that I've seen here, she can't argue that. She was involved deeply, strategically, substantively in every aspect of the business and how the prototypes worked or didn't work because of her, you know, charm and charisma and personality. She personally sought out the investors. She personally sought out people who would be on the board. For her, being incredibly smart and being incredibly educated and incredibly sophisticated is harmful.
If you were advising her, would you tell her to settle?
I would tell her to plead guilty. But I think a good lawyer says, look, you're still a fairly young person. You have a whole life ahead of you. And you will maybe come out of this still relatively young. But I think you have to have a conversation like that. Because trials are tough. And prosecutors don't bring cases like this unless they really, really, really think they're going to prevail.
Preet Bharara säger att Elizabeth för sin egen skull måste akta sig för att få hybris i rättegången.
She might have to testify. So not only maybe does she think that she is a good witness because she's been able to scam people before and she knows she can talk her way out of a paper bag. You think, well, all I got to do is convince 12 more people at the end of the day that I'm not a bad person. The danger for her is most witnesses think they are better than they are and they get crushed on cross-examination.
How hard is this case going to be to prosecute?
Well, you know, it depends on your perspective. On the one hand, it seems very obvious that there was a fraud, and the allegations in the indictment are very specific. You know, lie after lie after lie, misleading statement after misleading statement, right? But in any white-collar case, you have to prove not only that the things happened, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, and this is the threat of lack of success in any kind of white-collar prosecution, you have to prove what's in the person's mind. You know, Elizabeth Holmes and her erstwhile boyfriend, Sonny, are only guilty if you can prove beyond a reasonable doubt that they intended to lie, that they intended to mislead.
If she loses, if the prosecution wins their case, do you think she'll go to jail?
I think it's highly likely. I think a sentence, you know, well into the 10 to 15 to 17 years. Does that mean she'll get that much time if she's convicted? Maybe not, but I think it's a substantial likelihood.
Den 8 september 2021 kallas Elizabeth Holmes till sin första dag av rättegångsförhandlingar. Och den 3 januari 2022 meddelar juryn sin dom. Och den ska vi återkomma till. Men från att Theranos går i konkurs 2018 tills att det blir rättsliga påföljder så passerar ett par år. Och Elizabeth försvinner från strålkastarljuset. Men hon försvinner inte från San Francisco.
My wife whispers and she goes, I think that's, for a second I thought that was Elizabeth Holmes.
Michael Craig är före detta mjukvaruutvecklare på Theranos. En helg är Michael och hans fru Betsy på utflykt till Sausalito, en pittoresk liten by norr om San Francisco. De sitter och dricker cocktails i en bar med utsikt över bukten Richardson Bay när Michael Craig plötsligt får syn på ett bekant ansikte.
And I looked up and there's a woman sitting across from us and I realized she's looking right at us and it was Elizabeth Holmes, although she looked very different.
How so?
It's such a surreal thing. I never thought I'd run into her again. But she was she was dressed in like a dark hoodie and jeans and didn't look to have any makeup on or anything. She looked very young and a little bit slight. Her posture was a little stooped over and she was staring right at us. And then she got up and came over. And we stood up and I was completely, you know, taken by surprise.
Sist Michael Craig pratade med Elizabeth var 2017, då han gjorde sin sista arbetsdag på Theranos. Michael fick sluta på grund av en omorganisation på företaget.
She came over and gave us both.
CSRD. Ännu en förkortning som väcker känslor hos företagare. Men lugn. Våra rådgivare här på PwC har koll på det som din verksamhet berörs av. Från hållbarhetslösningar och nya regelverk till affärsutveckling och ansvarsfulla AI-strategier. Välkommen till PwC.
Välkommen till Unionen.
Hej, jo, jag ska ha lönesamtal och undrar om potten. Ja, om jag kan räkna med övertidsersättning, för det är så stressigt på kontoret jag jobbar hemma på kvällarna, så kan jag då be om större skärm från chefen, för annars kanske jag säger upp mig själv. Och hur lång uppsägningstid har jag då?
Okej, vi börjar med lön.
Jobbigt på jobbet. Som medlem i Unionen kan du alltid prata med våra rådgivare.
Ah, dåliga vibrationer är att skära av sig tummen i köket.
Ja!
Bra vibrationer är att du har en tumme till och kan scrolla vidare. Alla abonnemang för 20 kronor i månaden i 4 månader. Vimla, mobiloperatören med bra vibrationer.
The big hug and started asking about us and introduced her friend as her fiance. And we shook hands and it was just really weird.
So Elizabeth is engaged.
Apparently. At least that's what I heard.
What was her fiancé like?
He was probably mid-20s. He looked like a college-educated, you know, I wouldn't say hipster, but, like, he reminded me a lot of, like, you know, the Duke boys that were there. And short cropped hair, handsome guy, pretty, you know, outgoing.
Det visar sig att Elisabeth sen sist har hunnit förlova sig med en man vars familj är framgångsrik i hotellbranschen. Mannen heter Billy Evans, är 8 år yngre än Elisabeth och jobbar själv inom teknikbranschen i San Francisco.
But I honestly wasn't that focused on him.
Det som verkligen skakar om Michael Craig är nästa sak Elisabeth säger.
She said to her fiance, Michael and I used to work together at Theranos. And I was just cut off guard again by that because it sounded like, you know, she was one of the employees or something. She said, you know, Michael was one of the most loyal people and he was unfortunately victim of one of the layoffs and we were very sad to see him go. And then she asked a whole lot of questions about, you know, how I was doing, how my wife was doing, and a little small talk. And then she said something which was a little bit weird, which was she asked if we could get coffee sometime, and she told us that she'd really like to have us back in her life again. And I, you know, I didn't know what to say. I certainly didn't want to deal with that question.
So what was her attitude like?
What I thought was really interesting about, you know, this is the woman who had been on all these magazine covers. She used to walk around with such an air of confidence and certainty and definitely subscriber to positive thinking and things like that, positive psychology. And in the moment I saw her and when she came over, she just seemed, I don't know, a little bit worn down. But she didn't seem like somebody who was had done anything wrong. There was no apology or anything like that. There was no responsibility extended in anything she said, and I just thought that it was upsetting. You know, this is somebody who claimed to be promoting transparency and have integrity, and the reality is that neither one of those is true.
Enligt Michael Craig låtsas Elisabeth inte om elefanten i rummet. Hon nämner inte ett ord om att hon står anklagad för bedrägeri och riskerar att dömas till fängelse. Inte heller säger hon något om att hon påstås ha ljugit för så många människor, inklusive Michael Craig själv.
This is someone I almost worshipped, you know, as like a guru of, you know, technology and business, and then to have that, you know, glass shatter of that illusion I held up of her was, you know, was traumatic. Betsy said afterwards that I was seemed pretty shaken by the whole encounter, but we made an excuse and got out of there, paid the bill, and you know, when I walked around the corner, I just yelled out, awkward, because I didn't know what I was feeling. There was such a rush of emotion, a lot of contradictory emotions, because this is somebody who I, you know, devoted and served for, you know, 5 years tirelessly. you know, and then all this stuff comes up along the way. And, you know, she's facing a criminal investigation, and yet she's talking to me, and she doesn't know if I could be a potential witness or anything like that. So I thought the whole thing was very weird, and I just started to realize coming out of it that there's a lot of stuff I haven't dealt with in terms of the impact that that whole experience has had on me.
Rebecca Jarvis är nyfiken. Om Michael Craig hade haft möjligheten att ställa en rak fråga till Elisabeth, vilken skulle det bli?
Was it intentional? Or did you just screw it up?
What do you think?
I suspect it's both things at a certain level. There's wanting something so badly that you're just going to do whatever means necessary, take whatever actions you need to take necessary because you're so convinced you're going to get there in the long run.
Michael Craig är inte ensam om sin undran. Samma fråga dröjer sig kvar hos flera av dem som drogs in i Elisabeths värld. Som Anna Ariola, produktdesignern som tidigt lämnade Steve Jobs Apple för att jobba för Theranos.
And I think it's a term that Steve really coined, the reality distortion field. It's when said individual believes implicitly that what they are saying is emphatically the truth, that everyone else believes it to be the truth.
Anna Ariola pratar om en förvrängd verklighetsuppfattning. Hur en person kan få många att tro på något som inte är med verkligheten överensstämmande, helt enkelt genom att själv vara så övertygad. Avi Tivanian, Steve Jobs före detta högra hand, han som investerade $1.5 million i Theranos och som satt som styrelseledamot en tid. Han tänker att alla runt Elisabeth tidvis delade den här förvrängda verklighetsuppfattningen.
Look, we had a situation here that created what's called FOMO, fear of missing out, right? And everybody before you has bet on this. So you really want to believe that it's true. And then you combine that with this incredibly compelling story, okay? You've got this really smart female CEO, right? Who's really smart, who's going to make herself super rich and who's going to do a wonderful thing for the world, right? It is a great story. You want it to work. We all want that to work.
Det Avi Tivanian lyfter är centralt i den här berättelsen. För att en person som Elizabeth Holmes ska kunna få det inflytande som hon fick, så måste också ett gäng andra, privatpersoner såväl som institutioner, misslyckas med att förhålla sig kritiska.
How much of that FOMO culture do you think plays into the culture here in Silicon Valley?
It definitely happens. There's no question. And it's sometimes self-fulfilling because the companies that can raise hundreds of millions of dollars get to be the ones that stick around to try and make it a success. Or they get to be the ones that spend a lot of money on acquiring large customer bases and then turn that into a success. And the ones that don't get into that mode, they never raise enough money and they're never successful, even if they have a better product. So what's interesting is it's somewhat self-fulfilling and it's almost a legitimate strategy to invest behind other successful investors just because they'll have the momentum.
Och enligt psykolog Jonathan Fader är det svårt för oss människor att helt lösgöra oss från den här typen av gruppmentalitet. Att vilja göra som andra gör är en del av vårt DNA.
We'll do anything that we can to get away from uncertainty.
And this is evolutionary. When we sat around in older versions of ourselves in evolution and sat around in tribes, the one thing you never wanted to do is speak out against the chief. If you speak out against the chief, well, guess what? You might get banished. And if you're banished, well, you're basically dead. Without shelter, without the group, there's nothing to sustain you.
We're relieved when we have a narrative or a story that we can buy.
Vi vill gärna tro på en bra historia, säger Jonathan Fader. Och detta gäller särskilt när personen som berättar den tycks vara så enastående som Elizabeth Holmes.
If you have a compelling, charismatic person who can talk in a way that can pull at the underlying values that people have and can make them feel safe and that we're headed in the right direction, even a message that lacks data or is somewhat flawed, can be accepted.
Och det var faktiskt inte bara investerare som föll för Elisabeths ord. Många medier förfördes också av hennes narrativ och lät sig nöjas med avledande eller inkonsekventa svar på viktiga frågor. I den här serien har vi mött flera av människorna runt Elizabeth. Och även om det är många som har tagit skada av händelserna runt Theranos, så har flera av huvudkaraktärerna i den här storyn gått vidare med sina liv. Tyler Schultz till exempel, visselblåsaren som riskerade så mycket genom att berätta om sina upplevelser på Theranos.
I think at the end of the day everyone was concerned that we weren't giving patients the right results.
Sen dess har Tyler Schultz grundat ett eget företag inom medicinteknik. Och hans farfar, George Schultz, tidigare styrelseledamot i Theranos,
as soon as she started talking, I did a double take.
Som en gång i tiden verkade ställa sig på Elizabeths sida mot sin sonson. Han verkar ha ändrat sig. George Schultz gick bort i februari 2021. Men innan det så skickade han ett brev som svar på Rebecca Jarvis intervju för frågan. Där skriver han att han berömmer Tyler Schultz för hur han hanterade de problematiska metoder som han stötte på Theranos. Och han skriver att Tyler inte tvekade att axla vad han såg som sitt ansvar gentemot sanningen. Inte ens när han kände sig hotad och trodde att jag satte lojalitet mot företaget före lojalitet med de moraliska principer som vi har i vår familj. Tyler navigerade i en mycket komplicerad situation på ett sätt som gjorde mig stolt. Han har satt ett exempel för hela vår släkt, vilket vi alla är tacksamma för. Jag vill lyfta fram och gratulera Tyler till hans höga moral och goda karaktär. Erica Chung, tidigare anställd på Theranos som uppmärksammade brister i företagets kvalitetskontroller. Hon arbetar nu på ett privat riskkapitalbolag i Hongkong. Hon jobbar med att underlätta för entreprenörer att utveckla sina idéer.
I hope that people don't get completely discouraged and think that everyone who is in the healthcare industry and the biotech industry is somehow out to get them and to hurt them. Like there are a lot of good people in this industry that really really want to do, you know, really want to do good.
Och Michael Craig, som jobbade flera år som mjukvaruutvecklare för Elizabeth, är nu seniorarkitekt på en startup inom medicinestetik. Men han har en grej till på gång. En musikal om Theranos.
I've got a good structure for it. I do. I'm going to have to start working on some songs. I have some good ideas for them though.
Och Anna Ariola, en av Elizabeths första anställda, värvad från Apple, har idag gått vidare till Microsoft. Där har hon specialiserat sig på artificiell intelligens och forskning. Som kvinna är Anna Ariola särskilt besviken över att Elizabeth, som av så många kvinnor sett som en förebild, visat sig vara en bluff.
It hurts me to know that so many women and so many female entrepreneurs in the world believed in her and saw her as this world-changing individual, and all along I knew she was ethically corrupt.
Professor Phyllis Gardner, som tidigt tvivlade på Elizabeths idé, undervisar fortfarande i medicin vid Stanford universitetet. Hon känner sig illa berörd när hon tänker på alltihop.
It bothers me that a woman was not successful. It bothers me that the women wanted to idolize her and that she fell. It bothers me that a student thought she was great. And it bothers me about the patients. So I get disturbed.
Phyllis Gardner hoppas att kommande generationer av studenter kommer att rikta sin energi mot att faktiskt lära sig saker snarare än att tjäna pengar.
Without sounding too critical, it would be better if students would focus on service, humanities, arts and other things to broaden their minds rather than just focusing on becoming a multimillionaire by starting a company.
Joseph Hughes, Elizabeths gamla granne från barndomen, lyfter att det finns en tragisk ironi i det att Phyllis Gardner, som han ser som en av de mest lysande vetenskapspersonerna i vår tid, faktiskt är den banbrytande vårdpionjär som han menar att Elizabeth bara låtsades vara.
She's kind of too modest to pitch herself that way. I mean, if you take a time-release tablet today, very good chance it's from the technology that Phyllis Gardner worked on. And was so sad to me in a way was, here's this woman who really is like this amazing inventor. right? But the press wanted youth, and they wanted, you know, this sort of blonde hair, etc. And so they elevated Elizabeth. I always found it ironic and sad in a way, because to me, the press is building up Elizabeth for trying to be what Phyllis actually was. You know, Phyllis is in your home, not Elizabeth's machine.
Theranos hälsocenter är sedan länge borta från Walgreens apotek. Men det är ännu oklart om apotekskedjan kommer få den ersättning de kommit överens om efter Theranos kontraktsbrott. Till denna dag har varken Elizabeth, Sunny eller Theranos erkänt att de skulle ha gjort något fel. Reed Catherine, som stämt Theranos och investerarnas vägnar, säger att företaget bör hållas ansvarigt för vad han ser som grova brott.
I mean, so many people wind up in jail for such little things. This is not a little thing. Not only did they fool the investors, they fooled the media. They fooled patients. They fooled doctors.
Men inför rättegången är Sunnys advokat, Jeff Coopersmith, optimistisk.
I'm very confident that when the jury hears the whole story, you're going to see an acquittal in this case. Acquittals.
So you think both Elizabeth Holmes and Sunny Balwani will be acquitted?
I can't predict the future, Rebecca, but from what I've seen so far, I'm confident that's going to happen. You know, he's a very energetic, really brilliant person who has plans and dreams like all of us. He wants to continue to develop software. He wants to...
In healthcare?
I don't know whether it would be healthcare. He wants to continue the entrepreneurship that he's shown in the past.
Elizabeth är numera gift med sin Billy Evans. Hon sägs bo i San Francisco, där hon ofta ses promenera med sin hund Balto. En sibirisk husky som fått sitt namn efter en berömd slädhund som transporterade livsviktig medicin över Alaska på 1920-talet. Och inte bara det. I juli 2021 blir Elizabeth och Billy föräldrar till en liten pojke. Men bara kort tid efter bebislyckan drar rättegången mot Elizabeth Holmes igång i september 2021. Och efter flera månaders förhandlingar faller så domen mot henne i januari 2022. Elizabeth Holmes bedöms av juryn vara skyldig till 4 av 10 åtalspunkter, varav 3 fall av bedrägeri och 1 fall av sammansvärjning med syfte att bedra investerare. Hon frias helt från de anklagelser som rör felaktiga testresultat och bedrägeri gentemot patienter. Övriga 3 åtalspunkter kunde juryn inte enas om. Vad Elizabeths straff kommer bli är ännu inte fastställt. Rätten vill vänta in rättegången mot Sunny Balwani som kommer senare under 2022. Men fängelse är en möjlig påföljd. I väntan därpå är Elizabeth Holmes fri mot en borgensumma på $500,000. Men ett är säkert. Elizabeth anser sig fortfarande inte ha gjort fel med uppsåt. Och hon kommer att överklaga sin dom. Och om historien kan säga oss någonting om framtiden så är det sannolikt att Elizabeth Holmes, den sista kvinnan på löpbanan, hon som vägrade sluta springa innan hon kommit i mål, inte kommer att ge sig utan att bjuda motstånd.
And you will get knocked down over and over and over and over again and you win by getting back up. And I would start this company over 10,000 times if I had to.
Du har lyssnat på den 6:e och sista delen av Uppgång och fall, The Dropout. En samproduktion mellan ABC Radio, Nightline och oss på Just Stories. Originalversionen av The Dropout är skriven och producerad av Taylor Dunn, Victoria Thompson och Rebecca Jarvis. Vi som jobbat med den här produktionen från Just Stories är Blenda Zettervall Klingert, Josefin Patsauer, Joel Silberstein Hont, David Mer och Gustav Sondén. Elizabeth Holmes, Lorraine Fuse, Channing Robertson och Donald Lucas har inte svarat eller avböjt att kommentera innehållet i den här podcasten. Glöm inte att titta på dramaserien The Dropout som bygger på den här podden. Den har premiär imorgon den 20 april på Disney+. Alla avsnitt finns att titta på direkt. Amanda Seyfried gör rollen som Elizabeth Holmes och Sunny Balwani spelas av Naveen Andrews.
Känner du igen en riktigt smart deal när du hör den? Träolja från 90 kronor i burken. Byggmax. Var smart. Handla billigt.
Hej, Susanne Axel här. När du gör som jag och listar dig på en av Krys vårdcentraler får du en fast läkarkontakt som kan din sjukdomshistoria. Du får träffa erfarna specialister, tillgång till lättakuten och så kan du chatta med vårdpersonalen. Så gör ditt viktigaste val idag. Lista dig hos Kry.
En nyhet. Nu kan du teckna livförsäkring hos Trygg-Hansa. Den ger dina nära ersättning som kan användas på det sätt som hjälper bäst. En försäkring för dig och till dem som älskar dig. Läs mer och teckna på trygghansa.se. Trygg-Hansa. Trygghet för livet.